chicken coop.
Okay. And talk about a chicken, if you were frying a chicken, there'd be a piece that children would like to get, so.
Drumstick.
All right, another one they could pull apart.
What's that?
Okay, you probably did it. You grabbed hold of one bone and another.
Oh, wishbone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, remember you asked me about a small house that you could, I told you it was a shotgun house. They call them chicken coop houses sometimes, too.
The houses that people live in?
Yeah, you know, little three-room houses mm-hmm. with a room straight in order.
Mm-hmm.
Call them little chicken coop houses.
I hadn't heard that one before. That's interesting. Okay. What about this stuff some people eat? It's really the small intestines of a hog. You clean them out real good and cook them.
Chitlins.
Just love that stuff, don't you? I tell.
They stink.
Yeah, I know. It smells bad when you...
Smell bad, they stink.
You don't like the stuff?
No, can't get close enough to it to ever try it.
That is a problem. Okay. This word, say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you know, put all the gear on,
mm-hmm.
you say you've got to do what to the horses?
Bride and saddle.
Okay. Would you ever use a word to begin with an H?
What's that?
Like harness them up?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, harness them up.
Okay. Do you have a name for these things that you hold in your hand if you're riding a horse to guide him with?
Well,
this is attached to the horse's head, you know, to you can pull on one end and get him to turn or...
Oh, the reins?
Yeah, okay. And something that's similar to that farmers used to use when they were plowing with mules, they would hold on to them, you know, and they'd direct the horse or guide the mule, whatever. Okay, would you ever say, would you call those reins or would you call them lines, plow lines? Or?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I had heard the word plow lines,
mm-hmm.
but I would call them reins.
Okay. Fine. And if you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the what?
Stirrup.
All right. Okay. This word I'm looking for, when I'm walking back to my car, if I slip and fall in the yard and I fall that way, you'd say I fell?
Fell down.
All right. Which direction I fell?
To the right.
Well, if it's just straight ahead, I fell.
You fell forward.
Right. And if I fell that way, I fell.
Fell backwards.
Okay.
And if you fell, I get sued.
You're kind of a pessimist, aren't you? Okay. Do you have a word for the trenches that are cut out by a plow?
Furrow.
Okay. What would you say a man did to his land if he's got a lot of bushes and trees on it and he wants to get them off so he can cultivate?
He cleared the land.
Have you ever heard of a name for land that's just been cleared?
No, I don't believe so.
All right, what about new ground?
No,
I haven't heard that. Okay, do you have a name for a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
No.
A volunteer? Okay. Let's say if a man is growing some wheat, he cuts the wheat and he puts it together, ties it up into a what?
A bundle.
Okay. You ever heard, like, if he took a lot of those bundles and put them together, whether that would be called anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you ever heard the word shock, a shock of wheat?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You would call
I
it?
I thought a shock would be like a little small or something.
I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I thought a shock would be like a little thing of wheat about this much, and then the bundle would be the big thing.
Oh, I see. So the reverse of what I said.
That's what I thought. But, you know, I don't be around the farm.
Right, okay. All right, this is a unit of measure I'm looking for. Talking about raising wheat, somebody might say that we raise 40 what to an acre?